Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. It is time for your history lesson, so bust out those history books and let's see what happened on this day in history.
All right, Mr. Brock, what you got?
And now it's time for This Day in History.
All right, Hunter, on this day in history, September 10th, 1897, British police arrested George Smith for drunken driving. Why is that interesting? It was the first DWI ever, right there.
Ever.
Congratulations, George Smith.
You're going to jail. You're the first one.
Now, to be fair, like, I could see maybe George being like, hey, I didn't know this was illegal. Wait, you saying I'm the first one? No one told me that you guys changed the rules.
Yeah. You got to set an example.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Sorry, buddy boy.
There's got to be a first for everything, right? It's the same reason why you see, like, weird, when you look at a product and you see a warning label that you're like, why is there a warning label for that? That seems dumb. And you're like, well, that's because someone did it. So like that.
Too, you know what? In 1897. They didn't have breathalyzers back then. So that cop definitely looked at that guy and was like, dude, you are torn. Come with me. That's ridiculous. You know how many people drink and drive around here and it's fine because it's 1897? But you're ridiculous.
Yeah. When you're so far blitzed and gone that even in 1897, when children were working in mines and drinking after a hard day's work, you're so blitzed that the cops like, we got to make a rule for this. Like,
this is
ridiculous.
Yeah. This is bad.
Yeah, actually, before that, they didn't have DWI. George Smith was so wasted that, like, guys, we got to set up some kind of rule, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, this guy is tanked, man.
Slap on the hand's not working for this guy. God. We need to do something.
And you know that had to be a rough drunk, too, because what did they have back then? Whiskey and warm beer, for God's sakes, you know?
Yeah.
1897, you're drinking stuff that was made in a bathtub, for God's sake.
Dang, is he riding a horse? Did they have cars in 1897?
No. They must have had something.
Yeah, you got to look this up. Well, just a little further.
The first DWI, yeah. Let's see here.
Wow.
Let's see.
1890, that's going to be close, right?
Yeah,
this guy got a DUI in the first car.
The first car, like literally the first lap around, they're like, why did we let the drunk guy get in the car? He's a London taxi driver.
Wow.
He was fined 25 shillings. That's what it was.
Shillings. Give me 25 shillings.
I love this so much. So,
great story.
Congratulations, George Smith, and all the descendants of George Smith for knowing that. Oh, yeah, I remember my great-great-great-grandfather was the first one who got a DWI ever.
Keep it between the lines, buddy boy.
Keep the horse and buggy between the lines there, buddy boy.
Just keep it on the dirt. That's all you got to do.
I know, hell, back then, didn't they have, like, ruts in the road from the buggies? Like, it can't be that hard to drive home drunk, right? All right. Anyway, well, there you go. That's what happened on this day in history. Your comedian for today is John Oliver. We'll be back.